From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Hundreds dead in Egypt mosque attack. Egyptian security officials say 305 people have been killed by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. No group has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in the region. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. Reuters' Pascal Davies has reaction from Egypt.
In Cairo, residents are angry over the mosque attack.
If one person dies, that's unfair. It is unfair what is happening to the Egyptian people. It is unfair for our children, siblings, and families. It is unfair for a person to die holding his son in his arms. Did God order this? Where is faith, religion, and Islam that they call for?
Local sources say some of the worshippers were Sufi Muslims. Groups such as Islamic State consider that branch of Islam targets because they revere saints and shrines, which to Islamists is idolatry.
That was Reuters' Pascal Davies. The three American sailors missing since their plane crashed into the Philippine Sea were identified by the U.S. Navy on Saturday. They are Lieutenant Stephen Combs, Aviation Bosun Mate Airman Matthew Chialastri, and Aviation Ordnance Airman Apprentice Brian Grosso. The Navy said Thursday that 8 U.S. Navy and Japanese ships, 3 helicopter squadrons, and maritime patrol aircraft had been involved in the two-day search for the missing sailors. On Thursday, search and rescue efforts were halted for the three sailors who were lost at sea Wednesday when a Navy transport plane crashed into the Western Pacific Ocean. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber struck a paramilitary convoy in southwestern Pakistan Saturday, killing at least 5 people and wounding around 20 others. The bomb went off on a busy road in Quetta, causing mostly civilian casualties, according to a deputy inspector general of the provincial police. The Pakistani Taliban instantly took credit for plotting the attack, claiming it killed several security personnel. After days of waiting to hear news about their missing loved ones, families of the crew members of an Argentine submarine have decided to go home. They were waiting at the Mar del Plata naval base for news about the ARA San Juan. The submarine disappeared on November 15th during a routine mission. 10 days later, it has not been found, and grieving relatives scheduled a religious ceremony for Saturday afternoon. Cuba marks the first anniversary of the death of communist leader Fidel Castro Saturday. The island will hold a series of remembrances from Saturday through December 4th, the day Castro was laid to rest in a cemetery in Santiago de Cuba. Cuba specialist Phil Peters says Castro's continued presence on the world stage made him unique.
I think all admit he's a very large historical figure who won a very impressive military victory in the Cuban Revolution, who maneuvered through very difficult circumstances in the international sphere. He put Cuba on the map in many ways, far beyond its importance in history, far beyond its economic capabilities.
Municipal elections will be held on Sunday that will lead to the selection of a new head of state early next year, who, for the first time in 60 years, will not be a Castro brother. As people queued in long lines outside banks in Harare on Saturday, a common sight in a nation struggling with cash shortages, many expressed hope that Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, would be able to reboot the country's flailing economy. Here's one of those who were waiting in line.
As you can see, like now, you are taking pictures, having people in the queues. You cannot change things in a day's time. You see, our honorable ex-president Robert Mugabe has failed for the past 37 years, and we don't expect Mnangagwa to perform miracles in a day's time or so, but that man is capable. I know him.
Mnangagwa met with top Zimbabwean politicians Saturday to settle his cabinet. 3 flights carrying humanitarian aid and aid workers have arrived in Sanaa, Yemen's capital. The aid is the first allowed in the country in nearly 3 weeks. We have more on this story on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.